And then you met me. And you started the same old story again. Your father died, and you had to live alone every day. Could not you find a friend? Could not you find a woman to love? Could not you create your own life? Devoted to music or poetry or dance or painting? The father is not going to be with you forever. And then meeting me, you shifted your father fixation on me. Even without asking my permission. You had a gap and you thought you have found a father. It is not coincidental that all the religions call God the Father. These are the ideas of psychologically sick people. And Christians call their priests Father. These religions which call God Father and religions which call their priests Father, rather than helping you to come out of your pathology, your sickness, help you to be more sick, to be more pathologic. Their whole business depends on your sickness. You should have at least asked me whether I am willing to be your father. That very day, I would have tried to persuade you to change your direction. Life is enough unto itself. One does not live for somebody else. Even if you love somebody else, you love because of yourself, because you feel joyous. The other is only an excuse. If you enjoy friendship, it is your enjoyment. The friends are only helping you to fulfill your own longing. Then life has a health, and only the healthy person, psychologically healthy person, can discover his spiritual being. The sick person cannot move. He is so much involved with his pathological desires, which are going to remain unfulfilled, which are going to remain like wounds. Otherwise, the death of your father would have helped you immensely to become aware not to depend on anyone else again.